Day 16, the mission. As we begin day 16, we are going to move to a new pillar within your spiritual life called mission. The idea of living on mission is derived from Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, where Jesus gives us the famous command to go and make disciples of all nations. This last charge of Jesus before his death and resurrection is known as the Great Commission. If we define the word commission, it means an instruction, command, or duty given to a person or group of people. Jesus could have said anything in his final address, but he chose to give us a clear directive toward a mission he wanted us to accomplish with his assistance and guidance. In the image above, you can see a person who is drowning. This is a vivid representation of the spiritual state of so many people around us. They are spiritually in trouble and dying without Christ. As believers, we are all a part of this rescue mission and are called to engage in the mission of God. Multiply. One aspect of the Great Commission is the idea of multiplying. You and I are to go out and share the good news with others, which leads to salvation through the power of the Holy Spirit's conviction. After salvation, we have the responsibility to guide new believers to understand their newfound faith. As they mature in their faith, they are to grow to maturity and are called to do the same. This is the concept of multiplication. Acts 6, verse 7. So the word of God spread, the number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly, and a large number of priests became obedient to the faith. Matthew 13, verse 23. But the seed falling on good soil refers to someone who hears the word and understands it. This is the one who produces a crop, yielding 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. Remember, heaven and hell are on the line for the souls that surround you each day. Proverbs 24, verse 11. You never know how much time you or the person next to you has. Job 14, verse 2. There must be a certain sense of urgency in the believer's life for those around them. Romans 13, verses 11 and 12. When our relationship with God is restored, we should be willing to assist others in full restoration with Him as well. This does not imply that we shove Jesus into someone's face, but that we love them unconditionally toward the cross while sharing what the Lord has done in our own life. Build a relationship. Many Christians face the issue of not knowing how to develop new believers. This is the most difficult problem we as the church are facing. Many people do not understand what they believe, and in turn, they do not know how to guide others on the path toward maturity in Christ. One major reason I created After Salvation over the last few years was to bring a tool to the body of Christ to equip believers for the work of the ministry. After Salvation is not just a daily devotional with weekly meetings. This is a tool used to assist in disciple making. In Proverbs 19, verse 2, it says, "Desire without knowledge is not good. How much more will hasty feet miss the way?" This is why we talk about there being no shortcuts to spiritual maturity. It takes effort to learn and to grow in understanding and obedience. As you go through these 25 days, learn what we are talking about and take your time to understand the scriptures and some of the things discussed in this, so you will be equipped to help others when the time comes. 1 Peter 3:15. But in your hearts revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. We are Acts chapter 1, verse 8. At the very end of Matthew 28, verse 20, the Great Commission, Jesus says, "Surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." During this statement, Jesus knew that the Holy Spirit was coming, which is why he could say this with such great confidence. Acts 1, verse 8 confirms this again when Jesus makes a very profound statement right before his ascension. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Two things I want you to catch in Acts 1, verse 8. One, receive power. When you become a Christian, you receive the power of the Holy Spirit in your life. The Holy Spirit plays various roles in a believer's life, and sometimes it is the most underutilized and undervalued part of a believer's spiritual life. Realize that Jesus even said that he should go so that you can receive the Holy Spirit or the Helper. John chapter 16, verse 7. The Holy Spirit is the helper and power you need so you can be successful in the mission that Jesus has called us to. 2. Witnesses. A witness is someone who testifies to what God has done in their life. I encourage you to write your story down on how you became a Christian on day 20. We are charged to let the whole world know who Jesus truly is. By the power of the Holy Spirit and our testimony, we can change the world with the power of the Holy Spirit. Our job is not to save people, but to share what He has done in our lives and encourage others toward the cross. You have to take risks to share. Rejection or persecution could be the outcome. It will not always be easy, but remember, we are not alone. God is with us. To see some come to Christ is why we proclaim the truth, to help them discover the hope found in Christ. It's like you grabbing the hand of someone drowning and pulling them towards solid ground. Next, we see the fulfillment of Jesus' promise of the Holy Spirit in Acts 2. Acts 2, 1 through 4. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. So you and I have the power of God in our lives through the Holy Spirit to carry on His mission, which is called the Great Commission. Now that we see how this idea of mission comes together, I can't help but share with you that some of my greatest experiences and testimonies with God are when I stepped out in faith to share Jesus or to pray for someone. Do the same. Step out in faith and learn to trust God in carrying His word to those around you. If you have blurry vision, you know how helpful glasses are when you put them on, as long as they are the right prescription. In the same way, when we accept Christ, we look through the new lenses of Christ to see people the way He sees them. As we wrap up today's session, let us be reminded by Scripture what our goal should be within His mission. Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age."